Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Icy roads bring cancellations across South Central Kansas. We've got the story.
Stepmom arrested in the Lucas Hernandez case. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. New details surrounding the alleged assault of two children at the downtown YMCA have been released.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Some warmer air is being pulled into this latest storm system that will keep our precipitation on the verge of freezing rain or light rain. We'll talk about what we can expect later on today in our forecast, which is coming up.
A number of students from the Florida high school where 17 people were killed in a mass shooting last week spent Wednesday meeting with lawmakers. Some say they had a very positive experience.
Despite scores of practiced anti-gun activists storming Florida's capital in Tallahassee, a number of Stoneman Douglas High School students were given audience by state legislators and Florida Governor Rick Scott. Diego Pfeffer was one of them.
And everybody was just super open to our ideas. We heard that some people were way conservative. We got to them and they were like, you guys have some great ideas.
The students hope to convince lawmakers to put aside politics and find compromise solutions for school safety, and that includes gun control measures as well as mental health initiatives. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Many streets and roadways across South Central Kansas are ice covered this morning. That means hazardous driving conditions. And if you're venturing out, you'll need to take it slow and easy. The emergency accident reporting plan is in effect for the city of Wichita. This means closings and cancellations for many schools and organizations across the area, including Wichita's public and Catholic schools, as well as Wichita State University, Friends, and Newman.
Wichita police have made an arrest in the case of Lucas Hernandez, the 5-year-old boy missing since Saturday. Deputy Police Chief Gavin Seiler says the boy's 26-year-old stepmother, Emily Glass, has been booked into the Sedgwick County Jail yesterday afternoon.
This case is now considered a criminal investigation. Investigators have arrested a 26-year-old female on two counts of child endangerment. Charges are related to new information gathered during this investigation. The search for Lucas is ongoing, and we are still asking the public for assistance.
Anyone with information is asked to call the tip line at 316-383-4661.
Wichita police have released new details associated with the alleged assault of two children at the downtown YMCA.
The listing of evidence that led police to arrest 21-year-old Caleb Gaston, a probable cause affidavit, was released on Wednesday. In the affidavit, a mother says she noticed problems with her 4-year-old daughter after she was at the Wise Kid Zone. The girl was checked by nurses and doctors, and the mother notified police. A review of security video from the Kid Zone was also done by police. According to the affidavit, the video shows Gaston striking the 4-year-old girl twice in the face and then at some point taking her to the bathroom where the alleged assault happened. Gaston is due back in court on February 27th. He remains in jail on $1 million bond. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
More legal trouble for former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort.
Prosecutors have filed at least one new charge against President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his aide Rick Gates. That filing is under seal, so what's included isn't being made public. But the move comes after prosecutors said they uncovered additional criminal conduct related to a mortgage on one of Manafort's properties. Prosecutors say Manafort committed fraud by giving the bank doctored statements that overstate the income of his consulting business by millions of dollars. Manafort's previously denied any wrongdoing regarding his mortgages. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we'll tell you about college men's basketball action last night for the Shockers and the Wildcats. Those details are on the way.
Some Oklahoma teachers considering a walkout over low pay and budget cuts. That story coming up. on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The California Senate is today expected to debate punishment for a lawmaker accused of sexual misconduct.
The highly unusual session comes a day after Republicans and Democrats met behind closed doors to decide the appropriate discipline for Senator Tony Mendoza. That includes what could be the first expulsion in more than a century. Lawyers investigating complaints about the married man found Mendoza likely engaged in unwanted flirtatious or sexually suggestive behavior with six women. That includes four subordinates, a lobbyist, and a young woman in a fellowship with another lawmaker. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Fidelity Bank and its owners have donated $1 million toward a new business school at Wichita State University. The university announcing that donation yesterday from the bank, its foundation, and the bank's owners, the Bastian family. The donation brings total private donations for the building to $11.5 million. The university says about half of the building's estimated $50 million cost is expected to be raised privately, and then the remaining amount coming from university funding.
And educators in Oklahoma, frustrated with low pay and another round of proposed cuts to public schools, are mulling the idea of an organized walkout to show their disappointment. Momentum was spurred this week when hundreds of residents packed a school board meeting in Bartlesville. Organizers hope to replicate the success of a four-day teacher strike in 1990 that led to tax increases to fund a broad range of education initiatives in Oklahoma. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
It's been a tricky traffic morning here on this Thursday morning commute with slick road rays in some places. During the past hour, we've been watching the scene in the Riverside area where a car went off the roadway and down into the river at 11th Street North and River Boulevard. And they did get that driver out of the vehicle safely, but the car ended up at least partially in the river. And people are describing River Boulevard as nearly unpassable. It's just absolutely a complete
North
sheet
river,
of ice.
That's right down by
my
house. Yeah,
North River Boulevard. Mm. It's pretty bad. So that's why the city crews have tried to call out sand trucks, try to correct that situation. But
trying to think
pretty
of,
bad at that area.
Is that right by Campbell Castle?
Yeah.
Right in front of my friends, the Krager's house there. Okay. That's where I run every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's they're trying to get that situation. Yeah. River Boulevard nearly impassable due to ice, says the Wichita Fire Department. So getting that figured out and trying to keep traffic moving here on this morning, on this Thursday morning.
How am I going to get home, Ted? I'll have to go through Valley Center.
Is that your route today?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A winter weather advisory continues in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. The radar not showing a whole lot now. It could be coming down in the form of some freezing mist as long as temperatures are below freezing, but we are expected to get to 34 this afternoon, so we'll likely see a transition to light rain. Tonight, cloudy, our low 31, and then dry on Friday with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
More moisture now. Freezing, drizzle, and fog reported. 28 degrees and calm, no wind, which, of course, means it feels a little bit better than when you've got some wind blowing at 28 degrees. But we're still, as Ted said, still icing up in many places. It's just not warm enough. You got to get up above 32. That's the freezing point. Yesterday afternoon, my wife, my wife's been sick, Ted. Shelly's had a sinus infection that knocked her down for several days, but she felt good enough yesterday. We had a couple of errands to do. Actually got out of the house and drove over to the west side. And, it wasn't bad. Yesterday afternoon, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not bad. We wound up at Dillon's to pick up some things. They were busy. When these kind of weather events come up, of course, people get out and, I got to get this. Oh, yeah, I got to get this before the storm hits. But a lot of people out doing that. And people just pay attention to the weather, I think, very closely, especially here in Kansas. And know what's going on. Now, I've got to four grandkids, seven grandkids who are getting like the second ice day of the week. And, they're pretty well behaved. I hope that everything's going well at home. I'd like to have them in school, but there you go. School closings twice this week, Ted.
Yeah, on non-consecutive days.
Yeah. Yesterday I talked with a gentleman who is an acquaintance of ours. At Donovan Auto out on the west side, his name is Mike Castor.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike is one of their fine salespeople out there. And he said, he told me, he said, he listens to Steve and Ted every morning. He says, I want you to say hi to Ted. So there you go. From Mike Castor, there's hi to you. And he also said, tell him I admire the way he carries the morning show. I don't know what that means.
Well, you don't know how many times I hear that.
Mike, we appreciate that input. I'm not sure what it means, but go ahead. Mm. Hey, by the way.
Hey, did you mention our listener that we ran into at the Women's Fair? Did you mention her on Monday?
No.
We ran into a Wanda from Flint Hills Aromatherapy,
yeah.
And she said she listens to us every day.
Oh, Wanda, yeah.
Yeah, and so we wanted to give a shout-out to Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda.
We're glad she listens to us, and hello.
Hey, you can download the free KNSS app from the App Store, then leave us a comment by going to Menu and click Talk Back, and we'll play your comments here on the Steve and Ted Show. You know, you can talk about something we're doing you like, or, you know, maybe there's an issue you'd like to talk about. Today is National Margarita Day, maybe, or National Chili Day. Anyway, download that app free of charge, and you can be a part of the Steve and Ted Show yourself.
Well, there's so many people that did not have to go to school. I'm sure they have a lot of time to download that app, get on there and talk back.
Yeah, somebody's going to get on there and say, hey, you got pop in a bottle? Well, let him out. It's time to go home. Prince Albert in a can? No, we're not really looking for that, but anything you can do that's creative, we will entertain it here, right, Ted? An Arkansas radio show says it will no longer call a promotion where it listeners rate 16 local female television personalities in a tournament-like contest, a babe bracket, after facing growing criticism. So it looks like for 21 years, these people at KABZ's The Show With No Name, for 21 years they've done this promotion called the babe bracket. Took the local TV women and rate them. Well, they've decided they're not going to do that anymore. They're going to call it the Bracket with No Name. Statement says the bracket's winner will receive a spa package and $500 donation will be made to the charity of her choice.
So they are still doing it. They're just
still
calling it something different.
He also notes the change was intended to better reflect the nature of the segment. Change came days after female journalists in Arkansas and around the country used the hashtag #MoreThanABabe on Twitter to protest the bracket. Okay. Apparently these guys are perceived as down there in Arkansas doing a radio show, and they're perceived as being kind of sexist there.
And it's a bit they've been doing for two decades.
And the Arkansas women just found out about it. So these guys must have some real killer ratings down there. Well, the oldest captive polar bear in the United States has died.
Oh, I saw a picture of this little baby. The
Philadelphia Zoo says the 37-year-old bear, Goldilocks, was in declining health and was put to sleep. Zoo officials say Goldilocks had a variety of age-related medical issues, including problems with her kidneys and eyesight. One of my granddaughters, I think it's Jocelyn, loves polar bears. She's got a little stuffed polar bear called Polly, I think it is. And this thing has been around, you know, she's, 11 years old. This thing's been around forever. It's not really white. It's kind of a dirty color, and it only has one eye. But she takes that thing wherever she goes.
Sounds like it's kind of like Goldilocks.
Yeah. She takes that bear wherever she goes. Well, not to school. You know, it's just February, but some people are thinking ahead to Christmas. The White House Historical Association has picked
We're only 10 months away.
Who the next White House Christmas ornament will feature.
Wow.
It'll be the 33rd President Harry Truman.
Somebody's got a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah. One side of the ornament will feature the Truman balcony, which was added to the White House in 1947 and 1948. The other side features the renovation of the Blue Room. And Harry Truman, one of my favorite presidents, you know, not outstanding in so many ways, but he is the only person in the world who's ever ordered an atomic bomb dropped on anybody. He was a failed haberdasher there in Kansas City. He had been a farmer. He just hadn't, and he finally got into the local politics, and the machine there in Kansas City, I think it's the Pendergast machine, took off. Away they went. Interesting guy. Now, you and I, Ted, several years ago, and my wife and I have dined at the Savoy Grill in downtown Kansas City many, many times. It's a romantic spot for us. But you and I, you went with us one time. Maybe we were at the AP convention or something.
Yeah.
And we went in there to have a meal. And there is a corner right up at the Savoy Grill. There's a corner booth. That's the Harry Truman booth. It's got a sign on it there. Because when he was a haberdasher, when he had his clothing store in Kansas City, that's where he would eat lunch every day. He and his cronies. A little slice of history for you. Harry Truman.
I think I've been to the Truman Library two or three times.
Couple times.
I've been to the Truman House a couple times.
House?
So,
that's a heck of a tour.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. All right. That's in Independence, Missouri. Yeah,
so the new Christmas ornament doesn't have anything on it like, you know, the ball stops here.
Yeah.
Nothing clever, you know, like that.
No, I guess not. It's 8:17 now, Steve and Ted, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. We had a big basketball night for Kansas teams last night, and Ted, it's interesting that you were talking earlier about the one-loss records of KU, K-State, and Wichita State. We've got three major college teams here in Kansas, all of them with more than 20 wins this year. That's pretty cool.
Yep, we're all building towards March Madness, so exciting stuff going on. Last night we had some home action for Kansas State and Wichita State, so let's bring you some of the highlights. What was going on in Coke Arena last night? The Shockers, for the first time ever, taking on a team they've never played before, the Green Wave of Tulane. And the Shockers built up a 16-point lead by halftime. Easy, right? Well, not so fast. Tulane came out and made seven straight baskets to begin the second half, and all of a sudden we have a game on our hands. The Shockers then kind of spent the rest of the half trying to keep the Green Wave at arm's length. Of course, the Shockers had enough to get the job done. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game last night. You heard it on 103.7 KEYN.
Francamp up court, gets it to Kaiser, across the timeline, back to Connor Francamp, minute 18 to go, long pass in the left corner to McDuffie, going to take a three, no good, but the rebound to Morrison, he missed the follow, but gets his own rebound, jump hook, good. He missed his own follow shot, but got the rebound, sticks it back in, Shaq with 24 and the lead back to 8 with 104 to go.
Shaquille Morris, Shocker senior, his sixth 20-point game of the season, tied his career high with 25 points, 7 of 11 shooting, 10 of 13 at the free throw line. Big night for Shaq. He also had 9 rebounds. He also almost had 10 boards.
Wow.
Shaq was a big star last night among many as the Shockers beat Tulane. 93-86 ended up being the final score. Connor Francamp, another Shocker senior, tied his career high with 18 points. C.J. Kaiser coming off the bench for the Shockers, and he got a career high with 11 points. Kaiser pressed into service for some minutes because Shocker point guard Landry Shamet was ill and did not suit up for the game last night. But Shockers, even without the great Landry Shamet, had more than enough firepower to beat Tulane last night. After the game, some comments from Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
We handled the pressure and made free throws, like I said, especially C.J. Kaiser. And Shaq Morris, and that was the difference in the game. The building the big lead, boy, they just methodically kept cutting into it. What did he get to, 3, 4? What was the lowest it got to?
4 was closest,
Yep, Tulane got as close as 4, but the Shockers held on for the victory, 93-86. Shockers now 22-5 overall, and just a half game now behind first place Cincinnati in the standings with 3 games to go in the season. And let's get some comments from the Shocker senior, Connor Francamp, with a big night. He had a couple of big steals late in the game, too.
I just wanted to come out here and run the team the best I could. When I was open, knock down the shots, but also look for my teammates when they were open. And the guys did a good job in the first half of getting open and knocking shots down.
There you go. Shocks get the win last night. In Manhattan, a low-scoring game between Kansas State and Texas. Neither team shooting the ball that well, especially Texas, had a rough shooting night. Kansas State defense doing the job. A late push by the Wildcats, outscoring Texas 16-4 at the end of the game. Barry Brown had 14 of those 16 for the Cats in a 58-48 win for the Wildcats over the Texas Longhorns. K-State has beaten Texas now 4 times in a row. They swept them last season. They swept them this season. Texas only shot 19% from the field in the second half. So,
wow.
Cats getting the job done on defense. With that win, Kansas State is now 20-8 on the season. 20-win season for the 4th time in the last 6 years. And Kansas State is now tied for 3rd place in the Big 12 Conference standings. JUCO men's basketball. We did not have a game last night. Butler Community College at Coffeyville. It got postponed because of the weather. They'll try it again tonight. Butler at 12th-ranked Coffeyville. Butler has won 5 of its last 6. Coffeyville has won 11 in a row. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 7 o'clock tonight. That's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. College women's basketball in town last night. KCAC Tournament quarterfinals. The Friends women beat McPherson 66-62. The Friends ladies on a 14-game winning streak. They are ranked number 21 in the nation. The men's KCAC quarterfinal round is tonight. And we mark the birthday of an interesting character. Charlie Finley was born 100 years ago on this day. The late, great Charlie Finley is the guy that was the owner of the Kansas City Athletics baseball team.
Yep. Innovative, creative, crazy, a little nutty, but quite a guy. He brought in the...
And he was one of those guys that was kind of ahead of his time in baseball.
Brought in white shoes, Kelly green and gold uniforms.
Flashy uniforms.
A lot of people don't understand that until he came along, the visiting team wore a white uniform.
A gray uniform.
Yep. The home team wore white. And that
the
was
end.
It.
And that's the way it was for 100 years.
You have color on the script. But yeah, that was
Charlie
it.
Finley came along and...
He changed that.
Yep. Things got pretty interesting. He was born in Alabama. He was raised in Northwest Indiana. He had a farm. He had a big spread Indiana. And there's a huge barn right by the highway there. And on the barn roof, it said, home of the Oakland Athletics.
He used to bring the A's up there, the players. Yeah.
Yeah, the players would all go there, and he'd have huge parties and spreads for them and all sorts of fun. Charlie Finley, he was born 100 years ago on this day. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
And now it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
824 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Nancy Pelosi's comments on wealth at a town hall meeting. That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.